You are sacred, wise woman. Welcome to your own personal safe haven, where you will rediscover the infinite timeless gifts, mystery, and magic of being a woman. I am your host, Jasmine Alicia Carter, founder of the Menstrual Art Movement and of Sacred Woman. And if you are ready to come on a journey into rediscovering what it means to be a woman in a way that is embodied, visceral, and down to earth, yet filled with depth, awe, and meaning, this space is for you. Welcome home. Hello, beloved family. In this episode, we are going to talk about my recent experience with Mama Ayahuasca. And after my most recent incredible experience in Mexico, and if you haven't heard that experience yet, I do highly invite you to listen to it because it greatly supports the continuation of the story that I am about to share with you now. So just last week, we did 2 ayahuasca ceremonies, and it's been, again, nothing short than a miracle. And it really feels that my life is made of miracles lately. How can this life be so magical? My goodness, this is truly my prayer for everyone, that we all get to reach our next level human potential and experience life from this space. It's one of the greatest blessings that we could ever receive in a lifetime. So just to give some context, this is not my first ayahuasca experience. I have sat with her over 27, 28 times, maybe more. I really don't know the exact number. I went on a 2 weeks retreat in the Amazon rainforest with the Shipibo lineage many years ago, and I have worked with my guru for many years. And my last experience has been over 6 years ago when I was pregnant with my first son, Ravi. And working with plant medicine, especially ayahuasca, has been such a big, massive teacher, an accelerator, and a blessing for my spiritual journey and for my healing in this lifetime. And I honestly feel so grateful that enough time has passed after, you know, motherhood. And now that my kids are all grown up enough for me to really come back to working with plant medicine in this way. And in this ceremony, I have worked with a few major themes. And one was about love and relationships. And it was maybe very much in alignment with the whole eclipse season and the recent full moon in Scorpio happening. And the other was about finding my true voice. And as a side gift from ayahuasca, I worked deeply on the theme of death. Because death really touched me intimately. And I really felt that she had me. I was convinced that my time had come. And it was really my time to leave. But here I am, ready to share a story that I pray with all of my heart that it will touch you and move you as much as it has moved me. So when I went to Mexico to do my womb continuum facilitator training, I had a deep spiritual experience where I just felt one with the void, with the infinite, with the universe, with God. And I had such a deep realization that the more we commune and connect, the more we know and interact and enter in a relationship with our inner anatomy, our physiology, our visceral body, life will respond to this. And I don't find it a coincidence at all that whales and dolphins and turtles and bioluminescence manifested out of the blue, outside of their usual season, as a response to us 32 women gathering together to do this level of work, of visceral body work, womb work with each other. And the locals of the land and the owner of the place have never seen anything happen like this at this intensity. So we were actually the weavers of the miracle that was just happening before us. And my ayahuasca ceremony was a continuation of the unfolding of this experience. And the intention that I brought in this ceremony was to find my voice. And it's always been such a big theme for me to understand who I am. And Probably it's more emphasized as I am a human design reflector, so I have no defined centers. So basically I identify with nothingness. And so it's always been such a big theme, like, how do I want to share myself to the world? What is my special gift? And in order to find my voice and to truly be who I am yet to become, I did realize also through this retreat that we did in Mexico that everything in my body and my mind and soul and speech and actions, everything has to be aligned. I have to come into alignment myself. And this is what we have been doing, right? In the retreat all the time, bringing tissues and fascia and our organs and our uteruses back into the midline, back into alignment. And about this, I have a misaligned, retroverted uterus for most of my fertile years. And I don't know exactly when it tilted, but I know that I have been having a retroverted uterus since my first ever visit to the gynecologist when I was as young as 12 years old. And not even my pregnancies, not even my births could correct this misalignment. And after the birth of my second child, Mani, when I went to the gynecologist for a checkup, she told me again that I had a retroverted uterus. And I honestly really never paid attention to this reoccurring statement anytime I was told this. And maybe you that are listening, maybe you also have a retroverted uterus and you really didn't think it was a thing until now that I'm speaking about it. But when I came to Ma School, this womb continuum facilitator program that I'm currently taking, I understood that it is not normal to have a misaligned uterus. It has its rightful place, and it should be sitting in that rightful place, in that space. And I noticed that when I put my middle finger inside of my vagina, I would feel my cervix, my cervical opening, tilted more over to the left side of my vagina, and it would also be facing downwards instead of really meeting my middle finger in the center of the vaginal space. That is where it should be sitting. The cervix should be entered in the midline. And when you put a finger, you should be able to feel it right at the center of your vagina. I do hope that as you listen to my words, you're checking yourself right now, okay? So at the retreat in Mexico, we were taught these maneuvers to correct retroversions or misalignment in the uterus and how to gently, lovingly invite the tissues and the uterus to come back home into a proper space. And a few women that were at the retreat were actually able to correct their retroversions with all the belly work they have received. And many have worked on my belly as well and on my uterus, but at the end of the retreat, it was still there. Stay in position, it was still stuck. And of course it was. Of course it was. I sat with myself and actually thought of how many years it has been in that position. Who knows what it was keeping it there, stuck in that position for so long. Might be so much scar tissue, so much adhesion, so much inflammation, emotional and sexual trauma, or a mix of all of these things. And when we're working with our bodies as holistic beings that we are, we really need to be gentle and very dedicated for our tissues and our bodies to really open up and heal. It's not usually a one-night fix. Sometimes all you need is to just bring intention and just to know the correct maneuvers to change the tissues. But sometimes, depending on the degree of contraction and stuckness that you have inside of you, it might take even longer. It might take 1 year. Maybe it takes 3 years. It's not up to us. We just need to be diligent and dedicated. So definitely the amount of belly work that I have received and during the retreat already did a lot of opening for me. And since coming back from Mexico, I was so diligent and kept on working on my retroversion, like doing all of the massages and all the maneuvers that I needed to do to really invite my uterus to come forth. And on an emotional level, I really felt a deep connection to this retroversion, like this aspect of me kind of tilting backwards and not making myself be fully seen for who I am. There's this unconscious fear that haunts me of like having to show up completely and showing myself naked in all the aspects of my being. there's still some fear there. There's this lingering shyness. There's this fear of saying things in a way that is like not comprehensible, or it's not perfect enough, or I said it the wrong way. Everything has to be perfect. Maybe I'm not relatable. So my uterus is mirroring my emotions. This inner stuckness is keeping myself stuck, actually, into patterns that are not aligned with me and my choices. Because tissues ultimately do not lie. So after giving this context, the day arrives that I sit in ceremony. And this day, I was on day 3 of my period. And we were just a small, intimate group of 4. It was my husband and I and these 2 very dear, lifelong friends, Alex and Maka, which are this beautiful couple. And they are the ones who held the ceremony for us and with us. And wow, like 6 years have passed. I was so excited. I was so excited, but I had no fear. I had no fear like it happened with all the previous times I sat with ayahuasca. Because there was just so much willingness to meet myself and the marrow of existence. As truly during these past years of my life, I have given so much. I have sacrificed so much. Motherhood has changed me so much. I have done unspeakable amount of inner work. And so I arrived in taking the medicine with no fear, because my heart and my intentions were so high and so pure, and there was nothing I was holding back. And when it was my turn to take the medicine, I was poured an entire cup, and the medicine was so thick, so dense like honey. And it was the strongest medicine I have ever taken in my life. And after just 20, 30 minutes or so, she came in. I felt her presence. I welcomed her like a long lost friend. And it just felt so much gratitude, so much nostalgia, and so much gratefulness, gratitude to have found her again. And the first ceremony was all about purification. So all 4 of us had to purge some things that were kind of in the way for us to fully be like this clear channel. And we needed to open for the real work to come through. And for my story and my case, what I released was this dragging of a few relationship dynamics that were going on for quite some time. We could call them some minor romantic affairs, which my husband was completely aware of. We are not your conventional husband and wifey, as you can imagine. But yeah, it's just like I arrived at a point where I just didn't know how to manage these things anymore. I had no idea where to put them. They also had a nature of being toxic, and they just felt like phantoms that I wasn't really able to cut myself free from. And I found myself like distracted by these presences that were around me, even if I wasn't actually communicating with these people at all for months on end. It was like their presence was always there. There was always something. There was this energy. There was something floating around me. And I did so much work. I did blood magic. I did cutting cords. I did powerful secret Vedic mantras. I did even an exorcism, moon rituals, like so many different things. And there was nothing that really severed this completely. And ayahuasca picked that up for me. And she flushed it out. She just flushed it out of me forever. And maybe it kind of felt like ayahuasca with the support of the full moon in Scorpio. Like, wow, that was all about releasing and just letting go, like dramatically everything. It just felt that this was the time. This was it. And I vomited a lot when that happened. We actually all vomited a lot the first night, multiple times. And it was so beautiful. It was such a beautiful healing and such a restorative moment. And there was, yeah, some grief of letting go these relationships and dynamics from my field. But I just felt it moved on so quickly. And I just felt my body, my mind, my emotions finally coming back to a state of balance and freedom and purity. And it was so beautiful. I just felt any form of impurity leaving my system. And there was just this beautiful love, unconditional love that remained. And I was able to let go of these dynamics from my field and just let them go with love and tenderness and surrender. And what a gift. It was so beautiful. And this was just the first ceremony. And I did actually have a few visions at this first ceremony. And I'm not a visual person at all with ayahuasca. Of all the 30 times that I took it, I like rarely had visions. And this time I had so many visions. So who knows? Maybe the gift of vision was even unlocked in my experience, which I find it to be a beautiful gift. And the first ceremony was, okay, a preparation phase for what was to come the next day. So we were open, we were receptive, we were surrendered. And that night we went to bed at 5 a.m. We woke up at 10 and we were still so deep into the experience. Like the medicine was so strong, my goodness. And then we woke up and we had our brunch and we hanged out a little bit with my kids. And I was so happy to see them. I was so happy. And my eldest son, Ravi, when he saw me, he just, first thing he said, "So, Mom, what did you see? Tell me everything." He was so curious. And yeah, we told them before doing these ceremonies that we would be doing a very special ritual where we would like go on a journey and remember who we are. And Ravi was so fascinated by it. And we showed him the images and the visions of certain Peruvian artists that depict ayahuasca visions. And he was like, "Wow, I want to do this too, but I'm a bit scared." He's so cute. And we know definitely we will be doing ceremonies with our kids, mostly in their teenage years, when they will really be able to make treasure of these experiences the most. But anyways, we had luckily our mother-in-law and our nanny to help us with the kids as we took some time to rest before coming back to the second ceremony in the evening. And then the second ceremony came in, and this is where the real deal kicked in. And I have felt intuitively that I needed to bring my yoni blanket, which is the waterproof blanket that I use to free bleed on. And I'm so glad that I did it, because after drinking the first time at the second ceremony, when the experience started, I felt my belly bloat so much. Like I literally felt pregnant. And I had a certain point, the urge to remove my pants and remove my underwear and just keep my yoni completely free. And I would close my eyes and I would see this long, dark tunnel that was filled with eyes staring at me playfully. And it was so beautiful. I was so happy to see them. And then it all shifted and I went into this dark, primordial space where there was so much blood and there was so much flesh all around me. My belly was so bloated and I started to feel my lower abdomen area just being worked on by the plant. I felt in moments my tailbone like literally stinging, like so much pain. It would come and go. And I remember just like grunting and just reciting mantras and breathing deeply to keep myself grounded because it was all so, so, so intense. And then I vomited once. And after that, I drank another full cup because I really felt that there was so much deep work that we can do. And immediately after drinking my second cup, I danced with my yoni completely exposed. There was rivers of blood that were flowing down my legs. And I just was there in the middle of the room, dedicating this primal, feral, wild dance. And I just offered it to everyone. And I offered it to the plant and to myself and to God. And it was so, so intense. And after this dance, when the second drink got over me, it just knocked me out. Knocked me out. I was catapulted in a void. And in that moment, I felt my uterus starting to move. Like it was the most visceral, deep sensation, like coming from the center of my body. And it was just like, my whole body was vibrating. It was shaking so intensely. and my legs were kept like super wide open, and my vagina was releasing so much blood and tissue and an odor that was so horrifying. It was disgraceful. It was illegal. It was so horrible. Such a foul odor. And when I went to the bathroom to clean myself up, I saw so many pieces of tissue that I have never seen before coming out of my vagina, along with loads of blood. And that was at day 4 of my bleed, and I was feeling that I was hemorrhaging. And then I was cleaning myself, my vagina, with water over the sink. And then there it just like dawned on me. I was wondering like, oh my goodness, is this possible? Is this possible? So I placed my middle finger inside of my yoni. And there she was. My cervix. A perfectly aligned, centered cervix in the midline. And I was in total disbelief. Like, I was literally experiencing the plant moving my uterus and releasing it from all the stickiness and the tissue and the adhesion that was keeping the uterus sealed and retroverted. And the foul odor was for the amount of tissue that was stored there for all those years, finally being freed. So ayahuasca lined my uterus. And just a little moment after this wild realization, I felt like dying. Was it because the whole movement of the uterus required a death of who I was before? Was it because I was bleeding heavily and I was having low blood pressure since I didn't eat much during the day? Was it because I was on my bleed in general? And that's exactly what we go through when we are on our menstrual phases. I don't know. But I felt life, like, literally leaving me. My limbs were becoming gray. My breath was starting to become shorter and shorter. Everything was just shutting down. My blood flow was slowing down. My heartbeat was fading. It's like, do-do, 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 do-do. And luckily, my husband was near me in that moment because I had no way to ask for help. I was completely devoid of energy to speak, to move. And I literally, I had to gasp for air from time to time to make life come back into my body. But then again, like, death was taking over and like everything was just shutting down. And then like, I had to take a huge gasp of air, and then everything was shutting down again. And then again. And after being in this situation and battling, I was wondering, like, is this my time? Is it now? Am I experiencing this because this is it? And a part of me was really convinced it was. Like, I was just like, I should just stop gasping for air. Or maybe I should just let myself go. And I was just so surprised to catch myself being so okay and relaxed with it. It was so beautiful. It felt so good, actually, to let myself go, to just like fade away into the embrace of the infinite. But there was this other part of me that just said, no, it can't be now. I still have my song to sing. The song of my soul. I still have to offer my dance, the dance of my life. I'm not yet complete. But the day that I will go, I will be ready. I will be ready to offer my final dance, my final song. And I just know it will be grandiose. It will be epic. It will be glorious. Because I'm a Leo. And that is what I'm here to do. I will be ready. I will be ready. And when the acknowledgement that my life was not yet over, I took another breath. And life came back into me. And I just felt that I was edging death for maybe a whole 2 hours. And once the ceremony was complete, I felt like a newborn baby. And I couldn't even lift my head up. I could not function properly without the help of anyone. I needed someone that could feed me, that could drink me, that could pick me up. I felt that like the whole work of realigning my uterus took such a toll on my system that I was literally rebirthed into who I was meant to be. It literally felt like Neo when he was reborn outside of the Matrix, you know. I was reborn outside of my misaligned uterus. And now I am here and I just feel that there is no going back. I just can't go back into living my life how I was living it before. I mean, I can, but I am willingly choosing that I will not. And I'm taking it one day at a time, listening constantly, checking in with my aligned uterus, listening to my experience. What are the next steps in terms of my business, in terms of how I want to live my life and how I want to serve the world? And for both my husband and I, there has been a massive reorganization of our priorities. And we sat down the day after the ceremony with our calendars in hand, and we reorganized our time, our hours. We are placing our relationship with God at the forefront. And I am now in a space where I feel I want to hire someone to teach me how to sing, and I want to take my harp lessons at the next level. I want to continue to dance and devote completely to my spiritual practice and truly become a living miracle, because this is what I continue to experience in my life and what I feel I am called to do. And I truly feel that my life has changed completely. And now, from being this newborn in that experience, today, after a few days after this ceremony, I feel like a toddler that is exploring all of the endless possibilities of who I can be. And there is this artist that I love so much. His name is Jacob Collin. And we used one of his music during the ceremonies. And he said that my job isn't to know who I am. My job is to make space for who I am. And it's not about how many people I reach. It's the amount of people I reach that I move. And this is totally what I am feeling right now. So if I can leave this episode with a nugget for you, the day will come. The day when everything will fade and you will be granted your last chance to leave in style. What will your offering be? What will the offering be of this beautiful life that you have lived? How will you prepare yourself with your encounter with God, with death, with the infinite? What will be your last song? And make sure to prepare for it now, because we just don't know. It can come at any time. And if you are not prepared, you miss the point of life itself. And a big piece of finding your song, your voice, your talent, your dharma, your mission is coming into alignment. Your body, your speech, mind, actions have all to be aligned in order for you to take up space in the world. And there is nothing, nothing that is more relevant than this. And here we are. So thank you so much for listening to me today. I'm really curious to see how this experience will continue to ripple out in my life and how I'll continue to serve you, my beloved community. And we do have very big plans for all of us. And I am still not sharing so many things that are happening behind the scenes with you yet, but they're really a lot and they are so big. There is so much light. And I just know from the marrow, and I feel so at ease into promising you that we will leave this world better than we found it, for sure, for sure. So may you be blessed, aligned, healthy, illuminated. I love you.